Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbreakcanada.ca. Norm Borg here with you days before Christmas. Got your Christmas wish list done by now? Mine's done. One thing only. Just want to hit the Win 4 at Woodbine. Just once. One time. Smile, everybody. You are on TV. National TV. That's where a couple of gentlemen want to take our game with an interesting take on a harness racing program. One of them you will immediately recognize. We will talk to those two individuals on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. There have been attempts to put harness racing on the map by putting it on television nationally. I remember back in the 80s, Brad Diamond had a show exclusively dedicated to harness racing. It's been a while since we've had that kind of exposure until now, hopefully. The two gentlemen on the other end of my line are working very diligently at putting together a television program about our game. Who better to be on TV than the first gentleman I want to introduce? Truly a thespian of the first order, Randy Waples.
Hey, Norm, what's happening?
Well, you know, I've seen your work with Kelly Spencer, and trust me, kid, you're a natural.
Well, it's pretty easy to be a natural there when you're working with Kelly, because she's able to bring a lot of stuff out of you. You know, I'm usually a very quiet, mild-mannered guy.
I know. I know, Randy. And it's so good that she can make you come out of your shell. You're working on this project with my next guest, Mr. Alan Puttawal. Alan, welcome to Trot Radio, by the way.
Hey, Norm, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
What, for our listeners who aren't familiar with you, Alan, you are a what in this business?
Well, I've been a horse owner for 25-plus years, and I've been a customer. I love the sport. I enjoy the sport, and I want to see this sport stay alive and move forward.
Can't agree with you more. And what prompted you to say, hey, let's do a TV show?
Well, Randy and I have been talking for a few months, and we'd played with some ideas before about marketing, and I've been involved in some other committees, et cetera, et cetera. And everybody knows, Randy is really bland character.
Yeah.
So I thought I would, hook up with him. And he's very open. This is one of the things that maybe some racing fans don't know or whatever, but you want to talk to Randy, just approach him and talk to him, and he does that, and he makes the time.
What is the plot of the show? What's it going to involve?
Randy?
Obviously the heart and soul of it is harness racing. I mean, that's what we're doing this for, is like, Al said there, we really want to see the sport move on and maybe bring itself out of the doldrums that it's experiencing right now, It's going to be a completely different take on a harness racing show. That's what put out there so far. I mean, we want to put a bit of an edge to harness racing. We want to show harness racing for what it is, for the people like you, Norm, or whoever that's been involved in the business their whole years. Like, things about horse racing that's never really been put out there. The competitiveness, the wanting of that win. The striving to get it, and then in all these things that you want, all different characters come out, different personalities come out of these characters, and people handle winning and losing in a completely different way. And that's kind of what we want to show. We want to show, the competitiveness, the dangerous aspects of the sport, the beauty of the sport. But we want to be able to do that, and with the people that are in the show or that will be featured on the show, we want them to be able to feel free to be themselves.
Well, it's interesting because you want to show the dangerous element of the game, and it brings to mind the point that, harness racing was the original extreme sport long before X Games ever came into being.
Well, that's it. And I mean, X Games is so huge, and it's to sit there and to watch a Tony Hawk or a Ryan Sheckler, or a Sean White do an interview afterwards. It's like so interesting because these guys are very interesting guys, and when they're talking on the interview, it's like they're just being themselves. And that's kind of what we're looking for, because I think that there's a lot of personalities in this business.
Yeah.
Whether it be drivers, trainers, owners, gamblers, grooms, whoever.
Before I get to the business and the economics of this, one final question about the format. So will it be like a reality show?
Well, Norm, I'll answer that. This is not going to be a reality show. This is going to be a real show, meaning nothing is going to be staged and scripted and this and that. We want to show the ins and outs, the ups and downs. We want people to see our participants for who they are, where they go to, what they do, what they say. You know, this is not something where it's designed to attract a certain audience that wants to delve in a soap opera.
So your demographic that you're aiming for, the younger generation, the generation that we basically abandon as an industry, who are you going after?
Well, no, we're going after the demographics that has been put out every year that we attract between 20, 25 up to 59. Apparently that's our harness racing mm-hmm. demographic. Although our demographic right now is most of the participants are 35 plus.
Exactly.
And that's why we've talked, you know, I've talked to Dougie McNair and I can talk to a few others, whatever, and they're just so pumped about this because their eyes light up because they say this is, you know, part of their future and they'll do whatever it takes to make this thing work because they're the up-and-comers.
That's right, and they're starting to enjoy. Let's face it, a guy like Dougie McNair is starting to bring in some decent coin right now. Who wouldn't want this sport to go on forever when you're 21 years old? Finances. Who have you spoken to? Have you spoken to some networks, the TSNs of the world, the sports nets, anybody like that?
Yeah, we have a production company that we're working with, and we're probably further along than maybe what it appears. So we do have a production company,
okay. And
we have talked to several networks,
okay. And
I won't mention them, but it's probably obvious what mm-hmm. you know who would be involved. And we've actually had interest from one network that has nothing to do with sports.
Are you going to be doing internet television on this as well?
Oh, absolutely. We got to get Randy's face out there and get him kissing and yapping in front of everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'd walk off this project if we don't have that. But
yeah.
And the beauty of that, Norm, is that they can watch his mug 24/7.
Yeah,
that would suit him fine.
The guy comes home from the 4 o'clock in the morning shift, and then he can just click on and watch the episode. Absolutely. One of the business models, if I may, is not only the national TV product, but it also will be online. We're designing a sophisticated website where you can have full interaction. Because that's one of the biggest things that you need to do, and that's what's lacking in a lot of sports and other entertainments is people want to interact now. They want to feel that they're part of it. They want to voice their opinion. They want to text. They want to blog, and because they may not be able to physically participate, but they feel that they are, and they want to contribute what they have to say. And this is the best way to get a new audience, meaning non-traditional customers or fans of horse racing. Because now, if I'm watching the show or I stumble on this website and somebody says something or somebody does something, I don't have to be a gambler. I don't have to even know anything about horses. I can comment on somebody else's comment. And that's what interaction is all about. And this is what we need to do is to create a buzz around the harness racing, and the spinoff will be, wow, well, maybe I should go to the track. Well, maybe let's go for dinner. Maybe let's, you know, and that's how it builds. We're not going to do this thing in reverse. This is entertainment, and you have to attract the masses, and hopefully you're going to get a large enough audience to follow racing.
How close are you guys to actually shooting this?
Go ahead, Al.
Well, we are very close. We have the production company on standby. We have to work out a few things with scripts and work out the air times, because there's been several proposals since we're going to have two distribution methods, one being TV, one being online. So there's three things to work out, but we hope to start shooting around February, March.
potential sponsors?
Well, we've had some really good interest. I know some people have called Randy, but I have a couple of car dealerships that have come forward, a couple of people in the owners in the business who have businesses. So I don't, I don't want to mention anybody, but in particular. But I've about probably 7 or 8 emails already about potential sponsors.
Okay.
So I believe wholeheartedly that these types of national initiatives is the only way that we're going to move forward.
We are really anxious to see this thing get off the ground. Randy Waples and Alan Hudelall. Producers, hosts, maybe, who knows, of a brand new television series about our game. Thanks a lot, fellas.
Take care, Norm.
All
Merry
right.
Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.